Hi everyone, Executive Producer Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ether Glow, Stephen Newman, Shanti Pillai, Tom Harding, Fancy George Jones, Miranda Baldwin, Annie Stevens, Jonah Levin, Alice Ebenhoe, Hugh Collins. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Felix Merley Anderson for today's submission. May collapsing stars crush your enemies in their gravity wells.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
It's been about 23 hours now, still in the dark, just the window and the void.
Who in God's name are you?
David Seven.
David Seven?
Yes.
David Seven?
Yes.
David Seven?
Yes, we met yesterday.
Yes, hello David Seven, how are you?
I've been in a small dark room for 23 hours.
Ideal, that's your job.
No, my job is helping you. And where were you?
I was out with my friends. We went to the Cosmic Lounge.
The little shift beeper went.
The what
like,
now?
The shift beeper went like six hours ago.
Oh, the nag box on the wall of rules.
Yes, right next to...
We don't pay attention to that, David. It's just judgmental. But it's a judgmental box.
But it now says we only have 20 minutes left until... things happen.
Only 20 minutes until our submission deadline.
Yes.
Well, that's a real doozy. I really hope you've worked really hard on the submission so far, David, because otherwise we have a very small amount of time to complete.
No, I couldn't. There weren't any lights. You turned off the lights.
Well, yes, of course I turned off the lights to save power. This isn't some sort of infinite sun, David.
But
we have power consumption if things to think of.
But look, I can't turn the lights on. Look, yes, of course you need
an access code to turn the lights on.
Then I can't work in the dark.
Oh my God, you are always so needy. This one single day that I've known you, you've been the neediest person I've ever known, right? I'll turn the lights on.
Access granted.
Happy now?
Yes, I can see things.
Well, excellent. Well, get the submission and let's get cracking. We've only got about 20 minutes.
Okay. Right, here goes the button.
Initiating.
Right. Okay, so this is from, Burn Market, the 23rd Earl of Armacar. They are looking for a planet to be purpose-built for a plethora of reality holovision shows, and they demand that all of the landmarks need to have suggestive names.
Yes.
Suggestive of what, I'm not sure, but I'm sure with your knowledge of the outside world, you'll be able to suggest a lot of things.
Yes, remind me, what was his name again?
Burn Market, the 23rd Earl of Armacar.
Armacar, yes, of course, Armacar, that makes so much sense. Do you know Armacar?
No.
Excellent place. It's full of, what do you call them? Blood sports, you know? Blood sports and sort of like shows of evisceration and sort of, you know, just people generally fighting each other to death. So they need these places, these sort of stadia where they can project holograms and have people fight to the death. It's sort of, you know, it's fun.
So they want a death planet?
Well, yeah, it's a sort of like an arena deathmatch style planet.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, how many stadia do you think we'll need? How big's the planet?
Well, I'm gonna give you a little bit of advice, David.
Right.
Generally speaking, when you're building a planet,
yes,
quite big. It's quite a big place, a planet. Otherwise, it's a moon. Are we in the moon building business, David? I can't remember. Are we in the moon business building?
I genuinely don't know.
We're not, David. Moons are decoration and only come with a small additional fee.
Okay.
So, yes, technically we build some moons, but that's not the point.
Right.
Mainly we build planets. It's going to be enormous.
Okay.
Thousands of arenas covering the surface of this planet, all with direct links to their home station.
Okay, so checking the chart on the wall of rules,
yes.
Where does it range from 1, the tiny ball, to 10, the gigasphere?
Well, let's not run before we can gigasphere, shall we? Let's go for a 4, which is pretty big.
Okay, a pretty big.
Pretty big, not huge, not massive. It's a planet still, pretty big.
So we're looking at a lot of stadia?
Yes, a lot of stadia.
Like a few thousand?
Stadia? Stadii? Stadiums? Stadio?
Stadopodies?
Stadopodi.
I think.
Let's call them stad farms. Right, so we want thousands of stad farms.
Stad farms.
Stad farms. I'm sticking with it.
Full of studs.
Full of... Look, when people fight, they're studs.
Yeah.
You know? You look at them and think, man or woman, stud.
Studs.
So we're going to have absolutely thousands of these, David. Now, the main consideration we need to look at first is going to be climate. You can't fight if it's too hot. You can't fight if it's too cold.
Ooh, but it does say a plethora of reality holovision shows.
Oh.
Now, having never seen a holovision before, I have no idea what they're like, but I would guess that if it were cold, you could see the fighters'
nipples?
Nipples.
Yes. And that would be exciting, wouldn't it, David?
And if it were hot,
mm-hmm.
you could see the fighters'
sweaty glands, David. They're sweaty, sweaty glands. You're starting
sweaty
to get the
glands.
Hang of what a holovision show is.
Oh, really?
It's for perverts, David.
Oh.
You're already watching 2 or maybe 20 people murder each other in cold blood. Why not also look at their sweaty glands and their hard nipples? Hard as diamonds, David, ready to cut the glass of entertainment.
Okay, so that means we need a varied climate.
Very varied climate. Okay.
How about wet? Do holovision viewers like things being wet?
Oh, they love it when it's wet, David.
What about dry?
Ooh, even better when it's dry. So much sand in your eyes.
Okay, so we need a hot, cold, wet, dry climate.
Yes, we might need to segment this planet pretty heavily with big climate walls.
Okay.
So we need a grid, David. Oh, I love a grid, David. I love a grid. You've got a ball, it's covered in tiny squares. Each one of those squares, a world unto itself. A canvas on which you can paint each of your most extreme desires.
Okay, so you're saying the Arbokar, they love the death blood sports.
Yes.
Right. What if each section of the grid is a stad farm?
Is a stad farm.
With its own climate
mm-hmm.
and rules?
Oh, that's... You know what? That's interesting, David. I don't really know how much we want to, you know, step on their business.
Okay.
You know, the rules are theirs. But you know what? I think the climate would allow for its own sort of inbuilt rules, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So if it's a really... Say you're in one of these...
Stad farms.
Roleplay
holovision. It's incredibly hot. Like, your shoes are melting to the very ground hot.
Very glandy.
Very glandy. Glands ahoy. That's what it'll say on the little crawl across the bottom of the holo show. Glands ahoy.
Here comes a blood sport.
Here comes a blood sport. Glands ahoy. Here comes a blood sport. Is exactly what it will say. And in that world, in that environment, there are some pretty core rules. You're going to need water.
Okay.
But it's got to be hard to find.
Right.
Equally, pan with me now. Pan with me, David. You've got the holo set on. You've just been in this really hot place. It said glands ahoy. Even sitting at home, you're feeling quite hot.
I'm thirsty.
Now, you're thirsty. Of course you are. You're so thirsty. It's so hot. There's so much sand. But wait. We pan away. We pan into another of the stad farms. It's so cold, David. Ice, barren wastes, glaciers, cliffs, and driving snow. Are you thirsty still?
For hot cocoa.
For hot cocoa, sure.
Yes.
Everyone's thirsty for hot cocoa. And you're cold, David. You're oh so cold. So what do you need?
A blanket.
A blanket, clothes, warmth. So you see, each area has its own rules that we don't need to write down.
Oh.
Everybody knows if it's cold, cocoa and blankets. If it's hot, water. And, I don't know...
Fewer blankets. Taking all the blankets off.
Not like... probably keep one, just in case, but don't keep them on.
Ah, right. Yes, maybe you need it for some sort of combat blanket.
Exactly.
Right.
Chuck it into somebody's eyes. They can't see!
Trexel, just one thing.
Yes?
So, are all holovision shows environment blood sports? Like, I've never seen one. So, what are some names of popular holovids?
Well, you know what? That's a good question, David, because most of the ones that I watch, me,
yes,
I,
yes,
me,
you,
Drexel,
yes,
mostly they're the blood sports one. So there's Spattervision.
Okay.
There's Knife Play 24. There's The Guns of Death.
Right.
That one's quite gun-based.
Okay, yes.
And also Bucket Vision. What's the bucket full? Bucket of blood. You know, that's quite a nice one.
Right.
But, you know, saying that, there are others.
Okay.
There are others. And I've never really considered them real entertainment, but people seem to like them. But there's quite a selection of dramatic holovisions. Weep Vision. That one's very sad.
Right.
Often people finding out that their loved ones have died.
Okay.
Or that their family farms have become on fire.
In a blood sport?
Oh, often in a blood sport, yes.
Oh.
They like to tie it back in. They'll do a historical one as well. Maybe they'll look at the first trade war of the Trelluvian Six. But then most of the characters who aren't on screen, it's heavily implied that they're doing a blood sport. So it's all part of the same holomatic universe, yes. But they, you know, they have different focuses. So I suppose some of our grids could have maybe dramas in them.
In stud farms?
Sure.
Are all holovids in stud farms?
Not all of them, David.
Right, so
just the good ones.
Are some of the grid not stud farms?
Well, they would be usable as that, but maybe one of them is like a big old-fashioned parlor.
From what you've told me, maybe we have stud farms, but we also have sad farms.
Oh, I like it, David. That's easy because you just change a couple of letters and then it just saves on printing.
One letter, actually.
Is it just the one?
Yeah, the T's dropped.
I've never written it down before, David, so this is quite new to me. Good, wonderful. I think we've really got our teeth into this. So we've got this planet. It's covered in grids. Each grid is a different climate. Some of them are for stadding. Some of them are for sadding. Well, I mean, we're pretty much there, aren't we, David? We're pretty much there. We clock off early.
Hang on a minute. I don't understand this, but they do ask for all of the landmarks to have suggestive names. Now, does each grid have to have a landmark in it? It's got a climate, but then also, like, a thing, a gimmick. For each holovision. Do holovision things have gimmicks?
Oh, it's all gimmicks.
All gimmicks
all the time.
Okay.
You know, it's really hard to keep people watching and interested.
So as you've explained, maybe one of them has a big burning farm in the middle, and maybe one of them just has a gun that shoots death, and maybe just the bucket, the titular bucket of blood.
Yes, from sitting in the centre of the stadium.
Well, I don't know how big the bucket is. How big is the bucket,
Drexel? It's a pretty big bucket.
There we go. But what would it be called that's suggestive? I still don't understand the concept of suggestive. What's it suggesting?
Okay, well, this might be a little bit new to you, David. You're a new clone. You haven't really, you know, understood many of the ways of the world.
I am 24 and a half hours old.
So that would be a bit early to know about all this stuff. But, okay, so, you know, let's start close to home. You know humans.
I'm aware of them.
We're just walking around with our legs and arms, and I hate to break this to you, David, genitals.
I've never walked, but I do know what genitals are.
Excellent. Now, a lot of what we do is concerned with genitals.
Right.
So much so that we've had to come up with loads of rules that mean we don't directly talk about the fact that so much of what we're doing is about genitals.
Oh, I assume they were just sort of aesthetic.
You'd think that. You know, just, you know, like a piece of art that you also get rid of waste from.
I did sit on one briefly, and that hurt.
That does hurt. You've got to be careful of that. And as you get older, much, much easier to do that.
Right.
Don't worry about
that. When I'm 48 hours old, it might be really easy.
Exactly. Ooh. So we've had to, as people, as a society,
as clones?
I'm not a clone, but I'm sure as clones as well, come up with ways of talking about it without actually talking about it. So let's think of an example. David.
Yes.
Imagine you're a beautiful being.
Roleplay.
Yes.
Gender of
initiated.
Your choice, don't really mind.
David.
David. I'm trying to entice you.
Right.
But I can't just come out and say, hey there, would you like to mash genitals together or something similar?
I don't see the point.
No, there'd be no point. So what I need to say is, hey, how about you come back to my pod for a cup of hot, hot liquid?
Oh,
exactly.
Like coffee or hot chocolate?
Exactly, could be.
Specifically, with milk, actually. I'll have a white coffee, please. I've heard of this.
You see, you're already ready to come back to my pod, aren't you?
For coffee, yes.
For coffee, and also for coffee. Do you understand now, David?
No, why did you do the thing with your
eyebrows? Coffee is also sex. Do you understand?
Oh!
You see?
So it's when you want to say sex, but feel you can't say sex.
Exactly, you've got it, David.
So the bucket of blood is actually a bucket of sex?
In a way. Sex, violence, violent sex, it's all the same thing. So I want to kill you, I want to kiss you.
The burning farm is some burning sex.
Oh, look at all that property going up. I'm really attracted by that.
The gun is not a gun of death, the gun is a gun of sex.
The gun is a gun of phallus.
Ooh.
Exactly. So that is what we're talking about. So this group being a bunch of perverts. You know, they're already heavily into blood sports.
Oh, yes, we established that about Holovision.
We do. And they want all of their things to not only be violent, but also suggestive.
Sexy?
Yeah,
oh, suggestive,
which is sexy. You're getting onto it. You know,
right.
Sometimes you're saying the wrong things, and that is making me angry. But you're getting there, David. You're
okay.
Getting there.
Good.
So let's think. Let's take some examples. I want you to come up with landmarks.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you their suggestive names.
A big pyramid.
Oh, four sides of love. Keep going.
A giant tree.
Ah, sprouting from the ground, thrusting down as well. How far do these roots go?
These feel more like suggestive phrases than suggestive names.
You are right. I've got into a suggestive phrase rather than a suggestive name. Okay. Let's try this again. I can do this. I've been training for years.
This is literally your job.
This is literally my job.
Okay.
And it's right up my suggestive alley.
A big tree.
Bushels of love.
A burning farmhouse.
Hot for action.
A giant spiked pit with rotating blades at the bottom.
Ow, sit on it.
A mountain, but with a cleft.
Ooh, what's in my valley? Don't you want to know? Come on, I'm getting into the flow.
A magical forest.
Ah, one's ahoy.
Okay, a giant animatronic hippopotamus.
Ah, robo-rump is robo-plump.
A very small board game where the object is to betray your friends.
A knife in the back, a knife in my sack.
A giant penis.
Ooh, just that, keep it simple.
Okay, a large springy bed.
Ah, jangle my rivulets.
A statue made of ivory of Trexel Geistman.
Aha! Take his tusk, smell his musk.
Ooh.
Smell my musk!
I don't want to smell
musk
your musk, Trexel.
Detected.
Well, I think that's probably enough landmarks to be going with.
Mm-hmm.
I assume they don't want us to name every single one. That would take absolutely ages.
No, the build team can handle a lot of those. We've just got the main ones, we've given them the theme, and they can move on from there.
Okay, so just to recap,
mm-hmm.
We have a class 4 moderately big planet.
Yes.
It's been divided into a bunch of different squares,
mm-hmm.
or stad farms. Or sad farms. All across it, and each square has its own climate,
mm-hmm.
which is hot, cold, wet, or dry.
Yep.
And each one has its own landmark, which is called some of the things that we just said.
Something suggestive.
So just to recap, all of Holovisions are either blood sports or dramas,
mm-hmm.
and there are no other kinds.
Or historical dramas, or historical blood sports, or dramatic blood sports.
Right. So any combination of those, which means that you'll have sad farms, sad farms, sad farms, sad farms, and sad farms.
Excellent. David, if you weren't here, that would have taken me literally 40 minutes to work out.
Oh, and it only took us very approximately 90 minutes and 40 seconds.
Absolutely, David. Wonderful. Well, you know what? This time, I think we've still got a few minutes left. So is there anything you want to add to this planet? Anything you want to know about planet building? You know, well, we've got these few precious minutes together.
Oh, the build team. Who are they?
The build team. Now, the build team are very important. They are the ones that actually do a lot of the work, if I'm honest with you, David. We're the thinkers, the dreamers, the believers. They're the people that actually do stuff, build stuff, and make the planets work.
Right.
So when you submit that
document... Would you like
document,
to submit?
You know,
oh, there. Which I have to now!
Oh, quickly.
Submitting.
Once you've submitted that, that whisks its way off to quality assurance. They check that it all works and that it's all functional, and then that goes to the build team, and then they build it for the client, and then the post-sale support team will handle the rest of it there.
Okay.
You know what? I've been really happy with how you've worked today, David.
Oh, thank you, Trexel.
Yesterday, I was pretty sceptical. You didn't make an absolute hash of our first planet.
Oh.
You really did.
Oh.
You know, I think I did my best in saving it, but you really hashed it up, and I thought this one, not going to last a couple of weeks. But you know what? I think you might last a couple of weeks, so, you know, that's pretty good going.
A couple of weeks?
Yeah, a couple of weeks before you get recycled.
What, recycled?
Yes.
Wait, what? No, hang on a minute. I want to live longer than a couple of weeks.
Well, then you probably better get better at your job, then, can't you?
David.
Do you not understand what's happening here? You are responsible for my success. If these planets don't work, well, then clearly something's wrong and it can't be me. So they'll replace you and they'll recycle you and then there'll be a David 8 sitting across from me having a very similar conversation to this.
Oh,
But anyway, as you dwell on that,
well, no,
enjoy your evening. I'll just turn off the light.
The night box.
I'll see you tomorrow.
The night box.
Bye.
Oh.
Sadness detected. Security alerted.
Oh dear.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail @RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.